week's parsha is Parsha Vayigash. And finally in this week's parsha, after such a long time, after 22 years, Yaakov is finally reunited with his son Yosef. And you can imagine what this moment was probably like for both of them. You know that Yosef was one of his favorite children, and Yaakov loved him so much. So the pasuk says, "Vaya esor Yosef merkavto, vaya likrat Israel aviv goshna vayera alav vayipol al tzavarav vayefk al tzavarav od." So this means that Yosef harnessed his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, and Goshen. He appeared before him. He fell on his neck, and he wept on his neck excessively. So we see that Yosef is showing a lot of emotions when he finally sees his father Yaakov after so long. But why is it that we don't see the pasuk telling us anything about Yaakov showing his emotions for Yosef when he sees him? It just says Yosef fell on Yaakov's neck and wept for him, but it doesn't say the other way around. So the Midrash tells us that the reason why Yaakov, we don't see any recount of Yaakov's emotions, was because he was reciting Shema. So like, obviously, what's the obvious question? Why is Yaakov reciting Shema at this moment after so long? After 22 years, he sees Yosef, and then he just decides to say Shema. Like, you couldn't have planned your day better, like, to say Shema before or say it after. Why didn't you say it right now when you see Yosef? So, and the answer to this puzzling question in the Midrash is that emotions can be channeled in many different ways. And what do I mean by that? I'm going to try to describe with a mashal. So, for example, let's say you have like an actor who he's been preparing for like a play for a long time, and he's really anxious and he feels really like nervous before the play. So what does he do? So he tries to channel all those feelings that he's feeling and tries to change it into a high-powered energy to, you know, give off a really incredible performance. So this is the same thing that Yaakov was doing when he met Yosef. He channeled his emotions into serving Hashem. At that moment, he was so happy, and he had so much love and joy, and he was just on such a like high level that he just felt that instead of purely focusing all those emotions towards his son Yosef, he partially, obviously, he was still expressing them towards Yosef, but he decided he's going to use this opportunity with all these emotions he feels inside him and use it to serve Hashem. And we see this also applies by David HaMelech. So David HaMelech and Esav, they both had this character trait of bloodshed. You know, Esav, he was just a murderer. He would murder whenever he felt like he wanted to murder anyone. But on the other hand, David HaMelech, he only used his character trait to serve Hashem. And he only killed people whenever it was the right time, whether it was at war, and only killed his enemies. And he only did it in the right way to kill people. So we see that. So God, Hashem, he created all of us with a lot of different emotions, and he wants us to use them to get closer to him. So, you know, it's really chaval. Like, people can be watching movies, and they get, like, upset over the movie. They, like, start, like, crying over a movie. Like, why are you crying over a movie? Like, chaval, you could use those emotions to, you know, cry over something important, like, something, for example, like, I don't know, the Beit HaMikdash. You just feel something sad for something that's meaningful, something that could bring you closer to Hashem. Like, also, like, when you're happy, like, you get a really good grade on your test, or, like, your team of fantasy is winning or something. Like, use those emotions. You're so happy. Use it to serve Hashem. Go do a mitzvah or something. So I just want to end off with a famous Gemara in Masech Kedushin. It says that if a person encounters his evil inclination, he should drag him to the Ben Midrash. So the Ben Yehoyada explains this Gemara that saying that whenever someone has such a strong desire and that overcomes him to go do a certain avera, he should turn that desire, change his desire, that emotions. He wants to do this thing so badly. Instead, go and really want to go learn Torah or do a mitzvah on the Bein Midrash. So he's changing his emotions, his desires, for whatever he's feeling at that moment, and using it to serve Hashem. So hopefully by us, we could also use our emotions to serve Hashem to the best of our abilities.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Thank you.